For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's a Judgian blast.
The Rich Eisen Show.
This is not your job.
This is now coming home to roost.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And I understand why Jerry doesn't want to be asked it, because there is no answer for it. And that's what we were wondering during the entire non-playing season, is what's this going to look like? Well, now we're seeing it.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, Fox Sports college football analyst, Bruce Feldman. Coming up, MLB Network analyst Al Leiter. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. Al Leiter of MLB Network is about to join us. Let's talk a little bit of baseball. Mets and Dodgers game 3 of the National League Championship Series from Citi Field in New York City tonight. That game is a, what is it, a, well, as you know, game 5s are either pivotal or decisive. Game 3s are crucial.
Crucial.
A crucial game 3?
Game 3 could be crucial, a little momentum stealer.
Right, well, you know what I mean? It's a crucial game 3
pivotal?
Tonight.
Pivotal?
Pivotal is pivotal is the series pivots. If it's 2-2,
yeah.
We could pivot.
It's a pivotal.
Our next game could
just be. Let me handle the language.
Mike,
you handle the sound. Just make it sound nice. Make it sing.
I got the buzz out.
You know what I mean?
I had a buzz.
That'd be great. That'd be great. It's amazing that you're here today. Because yeah, I thought you had to fly all the way to New York to put down the wires for game 3.
I do the L.A. games.
Oh, okay.
I stay local.
So if it's game 5, you're out?
No. The World Series.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm good to the World Series.
Oh, good.
Okay. The Yankees, mate.
Jeff Ulbrich, the head coach of the New York Jets, not really breaking much news. But he told us about Davante Adams' availability for Sunday night. Hit it.
Davante should be a participant in full capacity.
Are any of those guys you listed, or any of them, your aside from DJ, concerned not being able to play this weekend? I know it's early, but...
No, Michael Carter will be the other one that probably won't make it, but the other ones, I'm fully confident all those guys will play.
So that includes Adams will play this weekend?
I think so, yep.
Oh, he's miraculously healed. Shocking.
The gifs that I'm seeing about how Adams went from hurt to not. My favorite one is the spoiler alert at the end of Usual Suspects.
Yes.
I don't want to give it away
because
we're still within 30 years of
the
end.
Who cares?
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it,
you're not going to.
That's my favorite one. We've seen the Undertaker one. Which is the wrestler? I'm asking one of the hosts of No Contest Wrestling, mm-hmm. which we'll record as soon as we're done today, you and O'Shea Jackson.
Yes, sir.
Who's the wrestler who came in with what looked like the knee was in, the leg was in a cast?
So Kevin Nash came out in a wheelchair and it looked like he had his leg was in a full leg cast and he had a blanket over him.
Yeah.
And then he pulls the blanket off and he stands up and it was all a fake.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen that one for Davante Adams.
That's a really good one. Really good one.
I think the verbal Kent one was just great. The shuffle of the feet and then the stride.
Okay.
You know, ooh, mom, my leg. Ooh.
That's another one.
Oh, wow. It may be broken.
No, that's just Denny's plan.
Imagine.
Question is, will Russell Wilson play on Sunday night?
Ooh, dangerous.
My God. So NBC's got half of it. All they need is just Mike Tomlin to just say, dangerous is starting Sunday night. Everybody tune in.
He's going to keep us waiting, but I would bet that Russ starts.
I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
That's it?
He really won't.
He talked about it.
We got to figure that out, man. Between now and Sunday night, just to give us a little bit of something extra. But Davante Adams is going to be a Jet Sunday night playing with Rodgers again.
Hold on, let me look up that.
That's going to give you a little bit of hope.
Davante touchdown prop,
black and gold. Here we go.
It's like one last ride here, right? Between these two guys,
right?
Can't believe it.
The old gunslinger.
Is he ready to join us right now? Is he ready to join us on the Rich Eisen show? Okay, he's one of my favorites.
Let's do it.
I used to hang with this guy back in the day, tilting him back.
That is true.
You know, I can confirm when I was covering baseball on ESPN and this guy was just being Al Leiter from MLB Network. And you can watch Alan.
New MLB. York, good to see you, New man. York, I want to wake up.
Yeah, we just
boy, I'll tell you that. Rick, so I'm at, I went to game one the other night, cold, windy, whatever, Yankee Stadium, awesome. And, you know, at the end of the game, Frank Sinatra comes on. I'm sorry, man. Even if you're not a fan of New York City, whatever, like, you can't help but, like, that's just great vibe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, and they got to play it twice.
How's it going, Rich?
I'm great, Al. How are you? How are you?
You are great. So I told my son, Jack, who's got called up to the big leagues with the Rangers.
Yes.
And he's got his buddy in town, Spencer Jones, who is a... at Vanderbilt with him, another guy, Justin Slayton. They're going to do a semester abroad, leaving today to go to Europe. They're going to go to Amsterdam, Copenhagen, and then they're going to finish up watching Madrid and Barcelona in Madrid.
Wow.
So their whole thing was, because they all played Division I sport, was they never had a chance to do a semester abroad. So they're going out. So I told them I'm getting on this call with you, and Rich Eisen, like, Dad, you don't know anything about football. What are you going to tell him? I was like,
hey.
So they make fun of me because I still think that Phil Sims is the quarterback for the Giants. I'm sorry. I know Daniel Jones is.
But you have to tell
him. And I watch, highlights of LT and all the guys back in the day. And yeah, it's hard for me to get out of that.
But Al, come on, man. Like back in the day, you know, when you were just dabbling in television every now and then, you know, before everything was over for you, we were hanging out after World Series games in New York City. We were doing it. I'm a baseball guy too. Let's tell your son that, you know what I mean? Like deep down, scratch the surface. And by the way, speaking of your son, I saw he pitched against the Yankees and, you know, yes, had that camera on you the entire time. Kay was on the call, just watching you living and dying with your son going against the Yankees. I'm what was going through your blood watching that, Al? That was unbelievable.
You know, it's year. So all right. So it's weird. And I know, you know, me, you know, whatever over the years.
Yes.
One, I don't like it, but I know that they somehow find you unless you get your ticket from, you know, in the case in family in the big leagues, you know, the player gives you a ticket. And anyway, they find you. And I don't like it. I know it's part of it. I know I played, but I always, you know, it's always been about Jack. Like, I'm trying to make it about Jack. And, you know, John Filippelli, right?
Of course.
Yes Network for years.
Yeah.
So Flip, you know, I did Yes Network for 12 years. So Flip is texting me during the game. He's calling me. He's like, all right, after Jack's done, you know, go up to Michael and sit with Michael and Coney. I'm like, no, I thank you, Flip. But no, this is about my son. So what looks nutty, Rich, is you're just, you know, you're living and dying by your kid. And I don't care if it's, you know, a soccer game here in Summit, New Jersey, or watching my daughter play volleyball. Like, you just, you'd want them to do well, right? That's the extent of it.
I know. And I was watching it, and it was just great seeing you be a dad, you know, and I understand you don't want the cameras on you, but you know, I loved seeing it. And I obviously only hope the best for you and your entire family.
Thank you.
Of course, I got Al Leiter here, and you can catch Al on MLB Network getting ready for all of these LCS games and every LCS game and World Series game on MLB Tonight. And it airs before and after every single one of those. So what do you make of the first two games of the American League Championship Series, Al Leiter?
What I make of it is that I think, not that the Yankees needed any help, but, you know, there's always kind of the kryptonite to Superman. And when the Astros lost, there was a feeling of course, no Yankee would admit to this, but just purely from looking from afar, that was like, okay, that's interesting, because that, you know, I know as a Met, you know, through the years, we always had to go through Atlanta, right? And it was one thing winning at Shea Stadium or wherever we were in the NL East, but Atlanta, even though you knew you had a good team, you felt like, when the Astros went away, I just, not that it's easy. And I know that now with the Yankees up 2-0, I think it's about 85% in a 7-game baseball series. The team that's up 2-0, they go on to the next round. And obviously this would be a World Series. You know, my curiosity was, obviously, Stanton, you get offense where you can get it. And I know it's battle of the bullpens. We've seen it even now with the Goliath in the Dodgers, right? I mean, I know Bueller's tonight, but they're having bullpen starts, which, you know, normally is relegated for a game five or your fifth starter or fourth starter. Watching Judge as closely as we do, and as great a player as he is, Rich, to see that game last night with an intentional walk with Soto, bring it in the righty, and I'm like, I know it's the right move. Bases loaded. You're intentionally walking to get to Aaron Judge, who could have gotten the triple crown. He's amazing. You know, just missed it. Cade Smith, nasty stuff. You know, fastball in on his hands, just missed it. That long fly ball, sac fly. And then that's all it took to then, you know, he gets a home run later in the game off of Gattis. You know, it's such a scary lineup. The depth of the Yankees, you've got Verdugo batting ninth. You got Anthony Rizzo on the bottom there batting seventh or eighth between Anthony Volpe. Like, it's just such a hard lineup to navigate. Jazz Chisholm has just brought personality and a different dimension to a team that's just got stud after stud. So not surprised that the teams that kind of know they're supposed to be late in October are waking up the way they are. The Yankees are that team. They really are.
So the Dodgers and the Mets have a game three tonight. And it's amazing to watch. There's usually a team in the playoffs that was left for dead at some point in the regular season. But usually that point is in the second half of the season. Mets were left for dead Memorial Day. And look at what they have done now. And they can do this, right? I mean, they've got home field advantage throughout the rest of this LCS starting tonight against the Dodgers. They can do this, don't you think, Al?
Absolutely. I always have thought, especially now with the extended playoffs in Major League Baseball, with the wild card round and then the division as we know it now, hot teams are dangerous. Teams that start really believe in their mojo and goodwill that follows it, as the Mets have, as you just alluded to, you know, they've had the best starting pitching since the end of June. This OMG with Iglesias and the singing and this fun and the smiles and the sitting on top of the rail and guys just really relaxed. I do believe that. I've been on a lot of teams that made it to, you know, late postseason or World Series. I didn't necessarily think we were the best team on paper, but I am a big believer of team chemistry. I'm a big believer of all the guys feeling together. And this, there's something special here with the Mets team. I'm not taking anything away from the Dodgers at all. This, on paper, the talent that the Dodgers possess, obviously, you know, with Ohtani and then the big signing of Yamamoto, I know that their rotation, you know, has been riddled with injuries and surgeries, so it's really hurt them. This is going to be a heck of a series. Yes, the need for Walker Buehler to, you know, step up. I'm not saying pitch like he did a few years ago when he was top five pitcher in the game, you know, in 21 before his second Tommy John. It's going to be very big for him. Luis Severino, as I say this to you, Rich, the signing of Severino and Minaya, if you look at that, everybody prior to this season in March, April, May, June, or January, February, March, Severino, you had to go back to 18 when he's with the Yankees, when he was a front end guy. Injuries, basically non-existent for 3 years, did not pitch well last year. I mean, he's found a home in Queens, no question about it. He's pitched like a front end guy. Minaya that is not by accident. Sean Minaya is nasty, as the Dodgers fans and hitters saw firsthand in game two. This is a dangerous team, and this is going to be a hell of a series. Lindor factoring he's just been an MVP type player since the middle of May, since they actually moved him to the leadoff batter. So I think this NLCS is going to be right down to the wire. I see it a game of six or seven. And it's fun for me, obviously, having played for the Mets for the latter part of my career and being part of it.
So what's more likely? Yankees, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Guardians. What do you got for me? What's your prediction?
Well, I think it's going to be I don't want to say impossible because that doesn't sound right, because there is still a chance, as Dumb and Dumber
right.
line. I'm going to say Yankees. I'm saying Mets, and I'm not just saying it because I play with the Mets. I think the Mets have that something, that mojo of a special season. I do. And whether it's six or seven, I think it goes back to LA.
Okay. How would you have pitched Ohtani, Al?
So Ohtani is a low ball, a fastball guy. I think any kind of left-hander, and I will tell you this across the board outside of Tony Gwynn, who the scout report on Tony Gwynn was make sure the two guys in front of him weren't on base because he's going to hit the ball hard. Every left on left, obviously me having been left-hander, you have to come in hard on a left-handed hitter to be able to expose away. Same thing for Barry Bonds and guys of that caliber. So eventually you get to, and I know Manaea, he's got that crossfire shoot, steps way across his body. Like, he made the Dodger hitters just look foolish. So somewhere at some point, soft down and away is how you get Ohtani out, certainly from the left side.
And what about pitching Judge?
Judge is now what happened yesterday, last night, is it you woke up the bear. And I think it was, somewhere in his, okay, I get it. I'm cold. I know it's Soto, but I'm not going to let you do this. Judge, to me, is, especially not at Yankee Stadium, we'll see in Cleveland, breaking balls down and away. If I come inside on Aaron, it's going to be to show you, stand you back to right. go soft away. Right. I mean, it's... Look, Rich,
yes.
the scouting reports and the analytics of how much information and data there is out there now, we're complicating a sport. You know, the basics are still what we watched when we were kids, and it still works today.
Al, before I let you go, I could see three very special ladies behind you, and I'm not referring to your daughters. I'm a television man.
Yes.
Yes. Is that how many? Four, you see four Emmys? Oh, my goodness. You were hiding in Emmy.
It's a little fugazi, as you know. I mean, I was nominated for MLB Network Studio Analyst. As you know, that's like for you, studio host. So
yes,
just
sir.
To have been nominated six times was very cool.
Yes.
Hadn't won that one.
Yeah.
But these are awards from MLB Network.
On the show.
MLB Tonight. We beat the big dogs. We beat ESPN. We beat Fox.
You beat us.
We beat all of them.
You beat the Rich Eisen show, too, Al. That's Miami you're holding.
Oh,
damn it.
Well, now I feel bad about that. But this is so they get us, because we produce our own segments,
yes.
Rich. We,
yes.
we go in there, we say, I want to, so that's very nice.
And then you got a mini, what's the mini troll? What is that? A mini
so
World
this
Series?
Is, this is the Phillies Blue Jays.
Okay.
That's and this one. What is the Marlins then Indians.
That's cool.
So you get a mini one of them?
I don't have a dig me room. Rich, I don't have a dig me room, but I got a couple cool things.
Especially since you had to grab that World Series trophy from behind the
Time out. One second. I will show you this.
I love
what is that giant trophy in there? The guy.
I'm going to do a little bit of a showtime right here.
Okay.
But
let's
I got a handful of pictures on my wall. Rich, I would have you on the wall if you're with me.
Okay.
Who is that guy right there?
That's Sandy Koufax.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Sandy Koufax. I love Sandy. He's an unbelievable gentleman. This was my idol.
I can't believe
I have to say the late Tom Seaver.
Oh, yes. Wow. George Thomas
Seaver.
There he is. That's
and
it.
Then this guy let me go up on the stage at Shea Stadium
is that Bruce?
To bang the tambourine for Rosalita and Springsteen.
Wow.
Trust me when I tell you, I do not have a dig me room, but I have a couple cool photos, and that's
what
it.
What do you call it?
Send me a picture of you, okay, and I'll put you on my wall.
You call it a dig me room? Is that what you call it? So dig me, get
you
my...
You know how guys have dig me rooms? Usually there's like a big basement. They got every single shirt and jersey and whatever, and I don't have that. I just thought you meant here. This is Carly,
yeah.
Caitlin, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jack. Yeah, and Jack. That's what I'm like. But I noticed the other ladies with wings on them. So, you know, because I'm a TV
and my
guy.
My bride, who still likes me 33 years.
That's Lori. Hey. Is that Lori?
Yes. That's Lori? I did all right, Rich.
You
look at that.
You did, man. Look at that. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, you had a fish the World
Series. All right, I'm done. I'm being foolish.
No, okay. If I'm not mistaken, you had a fish the World Series trophy from around the Roberto Clemente Award. Is that what I saw?
That back? Is true. Yes. By the way, I treasure this one here. Oh my God, it's heavy. This one here, Rich, is of such a unbelievable thing.
Man of the year,
Cy Young. Yeah,
that's the man of the year.
And what's the other one, Al? The tall guy.
Yeah, what's like the 3-footer? Yeah, who's Paul Bunyan back there?
This one?
No.
This one? No. This is the March of Dimes. It's
the other one on the left.
That one. So the Branch Rickey Award. The Rotary of America. They had one award a year for the Branch Rickey Award, similar to the. To the Roberto Clemente Award. So this is
That is awesome.
I'm proud of that. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm
proud of an outlier. Great outlier.
All right, one more. You know this guy. By the way, Mets, whoever's running this, this is game 5 of the World Series. If the Mets and the Yanks, we better call Piazza. I got to throw out that ball. Oh. If the Mets are paying attention to this.
Was that wasn't the game that the Baja men threw out? But that was game 3 of that World Series, right? Who let the dogs out?
How
is it, Shea?
Oh, yeah, the Baja men. Remember that?
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, we go way back like a car seat, guys. Al Leiter. You're the best, Al. You're the best. Let's do this as often as you'd like.
We got to tour the Upper West Side again.
Anytime, Al. Anytime.
Hey, Rich, I always love going on with you. Thanks. And I know you're a big Yankee fan and love baseball.
Thanks,
and I appreciate it. The MLB Network appreciates it as well.
I appreciate that. MLB Tonight airs before and after every LCS and World Series game. Catch Al and the rest of the gang. You're the best. Thanks again, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Rich.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Leiter, everybody. Hey, and all his trophies fresh from his dig me room.
Dig me.
Dig me. I've never heard. Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that. I like it.
I get it, though. Dig me.
Dig me. Look at all my stuff.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me get my little mini World Series.
This is kind of our dig me studio, to be honest.
This is stuff everywhere.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Dig me.
Every day, dig me.
Unfortunately, guys, Al Leiter and Mike Piazza, it looks like, won't be throwing out the first pitches the next 3 games at City Field.
Who is it? Hawk Tua?
Grimace is back.
Grimace
is
3, 57, 2, game 4.
No, let me throw one out. We got game three, Strawberry and Doc Gooden.
Nice.
Game 4.
By the way, they were at Fanatics Fest. Did you see them?
I knew they were there. I did not see them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, game 4, we have Robin Ventura and Edgardo Alfonso.
Edgardo Alfonso.
Representing that Subway Series squad. Game. And then game 5, representing the 15 team, we have Matt Harvey throwing to Jonas Cespedes.
Matt Harvey.
Qualcomm. Paying fealty.
Yeah, that's right.
Paying fealty. The Qualcomm.
Nice. Surprised they get Daniel Murphy to throw a ball out there.
Right. A minute. You're just this is pretty cool.
But yeah, so we'll have to get Piazza and Leiter
for the Subway Series.
3, I guess, of the World
Series. Subway Series.
Part 2.
I don't care if you make it.
If a Subway Series happens and the two of us are on the Dig Me show,
check. I'll be checked out.
She'll be checked out.
It's like, I'm taking off.
Too bad.
Can we do the show from New York? I think that should when we return,
we're gonna do. I don't know. Have we ever done this before?
Well, it depends on what we're doing.
You're gonna come by yourself. You're gonna do
by ourselves.
If we're gonna do it ever, it's usually around the trade deadline. But the NFL trade deadline has already started.
Right. Well, wonky.
So you're gonna come up with a few teams that we decide whether they should be sellers or buyers.
Correct.
Okay. That's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Hey, everybody, let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need the all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're here in Kansas City in support of the Big Slick Charity Weekend.
Thank you for doing this. This is amazing that you brought your whole show here. Whole show is here in Kansas City in support of Big Slick.
I want to describe for the radio audience, or would you care to, Jake Tapper, what is on your feet?
Eagles Super Bowl commemorative sneakers with big screaming eagles. I'm not really sure what the texture of the material is.
Okay.
I have a more subtle reference to my team. This is the silver of the silver and black Oakland Raiders.
Gene Lamont, longtime baseball man.
Sweet, sweet, sweet Gene Lamont. He made the sorry mistake of standing in front of us. The name Lamont is so fun to scream. Hey, Lamont! See? It just rolls. And he goes, this is Bush League, Lamont! When he used to come out, we used to sing like the Death Star March, like the Darth Vader. We'd go,
Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont. Oh, Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont, Gene Lamont.
I know how seriously you take your Kansas City food.
Yeah.
He's sending me videos all the time, different stuff to try. And
The text exchange between me and him and some of his other offensive linemen is hilarious. Like, I texted Mitchell Schwartz in the middle of the night about a brisket. Like, what
and
is
I
going
responded.
On?
And he responded. For no reason, I was up at that exact time.
Usually, athletes like pitch perfect a lot.
I'm not kidding.
I know Bill Belichick knows all the songs.
It's true.
He's always singing
songs,
yeah.
Now, Brett, when you saw that we had the 2015 World Series
trophy. I'm a big fan of that one, but.
I know.
Where's that other one that the old guy.
The 1985 one. And we will replace the 2015 one. With the 1985
one. Oh, look at this.
Oh, look at that.
Just for you.
Just the best.
My dad had some tickets to Game 7, but had given them away. So I didn't get to go to Game 7, and instead I had to work at a grocery store. I'd come up, I'd say, what happened? He goes, Daryl Motley just hit a home run. Go rearrange the milk.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. You know, we used to have a segment here on the Rich Eisen Show, Bill Belichick's press conference moment. And we have to put that on hiatus since there are no Bill Belichick press conferences right now. Just Bill Belichick media appearances.
Smorgasbord.
Absolutely. But I do believe that's just in mothballs for the moment. We will. That's coming back.
I think so.
I really believe so.
He'll coach next week.
I don't know. I think he's done.
I don't know. I think he's really good at what he's doing, and I think he really enjoys what he's doing, and I'm sure he makes a pretty penny at what he's doing. But I think deep down, if he can coach one more time with the right situation and get Don Shula's record, he'll do it.
Yep.
He wants the record.
Okay. But one segment that we used to do that we haven't done in a while, I do believe this will be the last time we ever do it.
Never say never, but.
But I'll say it. I don't think we're ever going to do it again. Hit it.
I plead the fifth.
It's time for a TB12 heat check.
Oh. Now, we used to do the TB12 heat check after he, left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
And then he came back.
He did.
And so we were taking heat checks all the time. And when he left the Buccaneers again, we were taking heat checks. Even when he signed with Fox Sports to do what he's currently doing and took a one-year hiatus.
Took a one-year hiatus.
We were doing heat checks. But now that he has been unanimously approved to be a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, it's over. Tom Brady will never be a quarterback in the National Football League again. And his statement, how about this? Tom Brady tweeting out a commitment to excellence statement with a Raiders logo at the top, talking about how humbled and excited he is to have been unanimously approved. And it's kind of crazy, to see the fact that he is an owner in the NFL and Roger Goodell, who once upon a time suspended him. And we all talking about how terrific it is that he's a member of the NFL's ownership now because he believes in the future of the NFL, which, by the way, it's a good belief to have. It really was wild yesterday to see Tom Brady approved in an owner's meeting. Richard Seymour as well.
Richard Seymour, yeah.
Did you see that?
As a half a percent of a team. Brady's reportedly getting 5% of the Raiders.
And did you see who the owner was who put the item up for? Because one owner has to forward a motion and another one has to second it to be considered. Did you see the ownership group who put it up for?
No, I missed that.
It was Kraft.
Oh, good.
I mean,
did it for both Brady and Richard Seymour to be voting for.
I think a little bit membership. Of Robert feels like he missed the boat, not allowing Brady to have a little piece of the Patriots.
I don't know, man.
I think you'd have to feel that way a little bit, right?
Like, he's got a statue out there, and
Got your franchise's greatest player. Like, I think that would have been just a great the Raiders. Tom Brady brought the Raiders their greatest.
I don't know. Like, maybe when it all comes down to it, though,
you're right.
One thing that Kraft could have done was like accept the money back. Like, it's basically like you're buying a piece of the team with my money.
That's a lot of my money. Yeah, that's true.
He'd be recouping. Or, word is that Tom got a little bit of a nice friendly discount on this front.
Yeah,
and maybe, business is business. Yep. The Patriots are the Patriots. He's not giving away the milk for free here.
That's true.
It's true.
I'm sure it wasn't free for Tom Brady either. But Mark Davis is the one who's welcoming Tom Brady into a membership group. So I understand it would sound better if it was the Kraft.
I don't know.
It would be more on brand.
I don't know, yeah.
But here is Mark Davis talking about the new minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Just exciting. What I was going to say is we traded Devontae Adams for Tom Brady. Third round pick. Although Tom can't play, I think he can help us select a quarterback in the future and potentially train him as well.
And by the way, so just real quick, that's exactly why. Right there, in case anybody's wondering. I don't know if people really care about it, but that's exactly why Tom Brady is not allowed to walk into anyone else's facility as a member of Fox Sports. doing his job. By the way, every week, better and better and better. Yeah.
But how do you do that job now?
The same way that he's done it for the first 6 weeks of the season. So without being allowed to go into someone's facility or have direct contact with a player or a coach, as any other member of the broadcast community gets access to. Again, when I call these games, just so everyone understands, when everybody calls a game, they get access to speak to the coaches and star players of the game that they're about to call. And that's part and parcel of every team's, like every quarterback throughout the week does film study, does lifting, does meetings, does all of that. But at one point they are, as part of their duties, responsibility, having to speak to the broadcast team that's about to call the game. And sometimes that broadcast team goes to the facility and sees practice or goes to the facility and meets with the players. In London, we went to the team hotels of the players and coaches and had those meetings and gleaned a lot from it face to face. We met face to face with Rodgers and Darnold and Trevor Lawrence and Caleb Williams and Matt Eberflus and Robert Saleh and Kevin O'Connell and Doug Peterson. Brady's not allowed to do that because he's an owner in the NFL and a minority owner in the NFL. And the majority owner basically said, we're going to use him as a resource to help with quarterbacks. And I know that doesn't have anything to do with, you know, who's winning or losing, whichever game that he's doing this week. But, you know, they in the NFL, they don't care.
No, they don't play.
They don't play.
So, Rich, I guess my question is, did he not have that access all season?
Correct.
Yeah, he could.
What I'm just saying to you, I'm bringing this up. No, he has not been able to do it all season.
Oh, okay.
Because the minute that you've actually applied for ownership in the NFL, you're held to a different standard.
I'm not sure I realize it. Okay.
Including not being able to publicly denigrate officiating. So it'll be an interesting, opinion of what he's saying and what he's doing on the air. If he at a point in time he does criticize a call, you know, in a way that I think owners might have a problem with. I don't know if that'll ever happen, you know. So I'm just bringing it up one more time based on you. That's why. If he's going to help with rostering and he's going to help with training and he's going to help with one team to get a quarterback that Tom Brady's going to give a check mark to and then help that quarterback do well, what happens when the Raiders are taking on your team and Brady's calling that game 3 weeks in advance?
Yeah.
So that's why it is what it is. Even though I don't think Brady would ever do such a thing, but who knows? I mean, you know, he's an owner now, so you don't take zero precautions in the NFL. And you know who would be the first person on board with something like that? Mark's dad. Mark's dad, and Amy will tell you, you know, and she talks about Al Davis all the time on What the Football. He would take zero precautions. I think he thought everybody was trying to rob him and cheat him. You know?
That also seems kind of absurd to think that Tom Brady is just going to run to the coaching staff. Hey, here's what I.
No, I'm with Broncos. You. But like I told you, but in this business, yeah. Everything is parsed and everything is looked at with a side eye.
No, I get that.
Certainly when it's now down to business and they have allowed you a piece of membership.
Right. Like it's the Illuminati or something.
You say what? Say that as you want.
It just seems.
But absurd. They just allowed private equity in the building. And guess what? You know, the reason why they're doing that is it makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And a lot of people want a piece of it. And if anybody thinks that something's not on the up and up. Again, I'm not saying that Tom would do that. I just wanted to make a point of why you heard what Mark just said, why Tom's not allowed in other buildings doing his other job and or his main job, or I don't know what his main, what do you call his main job other than being TB12 Incorporated. And the other thing is, it's over. The TB12 heat check is done. He's not coming back. He's not walking through that door.
I have a question. Let's just say that Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, God forbid, suffer some catastrophic injury.
It's over.
And you've got a quarterback hanging out in the building who's pretty good at throwing the ball. No. Like, is there anything that says
this is he's done?
He can't Bill be Russell. No, can't player coach.
He'd have to. He'd have to divest.
Oh, okay.
That's not happening. It's over.
I think that's wrong.
Guys, it is over.
I don't think that's fair.
Tom Brady has gotten a piece of an NFL team.
You agree with me, don't you, Chris? It's not fair.
He's got a piece of an NFL team.
Aren't there movies like that? Over. Owners want to play with their teams?
Just roll.
Because I can't wait.
Because
that movie was about that.
I do love the drop. Let's do it one more time. This is the last time. May the pour one out.
Pour a little liquor.
Pour one out for the TB12 heat check. If we can just get it one last time here.
This goes to my it would be great. Words.
I plead the fifth.
It's time for a TB12 heat check.
It is cold.
You know what? You know what we need to do? We need to send flowers for the TB12 heat check. I know who can actually send it. Carl Anthony Towns.
Boys the men. It's so hard to say goodbye.
So, by the way,
silver and gold.
We were going to do a segment. We'll do it tomorrow. I'll take the phone calls.
Oh man,
no enough time for it. We'll do it tomorrow.
I spent so much time researching.
But we can.
Like, oh,
people
man.
Are going to be buyers and sellers tomorrow.
They will be. True.
Let's hope so.
We'll do it tomorrow. No, stop. We got phone calls, and by the way, Nick Sirianni has spoken about his his sideline demeanor.
This guy.
That's next here on this Wednesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah. I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Smitch has uncovered a photograph that could be perfect for Al Leiter's Dig Me room.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. That's us in D.C. That was at the All-Star game years ago, right? 2018?
I had that. I took that picture.
Did you really?
Yeah, I forgot all about
that.
Okay. Nice.
Put that in the Dig Me room.
That's great.
Should I
send that to Al?
We got to send that to Al.
Was that before or after you crashed into Lauren Parker on your Segway?
Great question. I would say crash, not the appropriate term. I pulled her on top of me because I was crashing on the Segway.
That was after. That was the second time we went to D.C. That was the first D.C. show
ever
that we ever did.
Yeah.
Hurt really bad.
That was unbelievable when you did that.
Yeah.
Like I thought.
I think the CEO eventually canceled us, was on the other side of the door.
He absolutely was.
Watching that happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because I wasn't there for that, but I was there for the Al picture.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, he was there.
He was the guy who eventually, you know.
He's like, what are you doing?
Wound up saying, you know what? They're done.
Thank you for your service.
Do you think that was part of it? Part of the decision?
You know what I saw in this Eisen show?
Yeah, I know.
You
know. As he was sitting in his ivory tower,
he was deciding his future seems going to ruin.
Well, they probably took out a piece of paper, what a lot of us do, which is pros and cons on a piece. Yeah. And on pros was, you know,
can't ride Segway.
Highly intelligent, entertaining program. Con, Chris Brockman can't ride a oh, here it is.
Cougar.
Yeah. Here it is.
Come on. We don't need to see this.
Can't ride a Segway.
I don't know.
How do I stop this crazy thing? Jane, help!
And where is he? Where is he? I think it's the guy in the back.
He's inside the glass there. He's definitely right back there.
Behind there. You wound up canceling us 2 years later.
Add him to the list of bad moves he made.
Ton of them.
Good job, Chris.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show. Jeff in Detroit's been hanging on. Let's get him.
Oh, Jeff.
What's up, Jeffrey?
What's happening, Unc? My cousins, how's everybody doing today?
Did you see, I don't know if you've been able to see it, did you see what happened earlier in this program, Jeff, in Detroit?
No, what happened?
Well, there's a shot of TJ Jefferson on the screen right now, and to his left on the screen are two floral arrangements. One of them is in Philadelphia Eagles colors of roses, and one of them is in Dallas Cowboys colors of roses. The Philadelphia Eagles bouquet has 47 flowers in them, and the Cowboys have 9 flowers in them because your Lions beat the Cowboys 47-9. And this was sent to TJ Jefferson all the way across the country from New York Nick Carl Anthony Towns, Jeff. That actually happened on this program.
Disrespectful, Jeff. So disrespectful.
Listen, I feel sorry for you, TJ. And honestly, that's why I called in. As long as Jerry Jones is owner, GM, and president, you're not going to get a Super Bowl. He's the first person in front of the microphone after they receive a thrashing like that. I mean, he's so petty. He didn't put Jimmy Johnson into the Ring of Honor until last year. And the man had been doing stuff for him since 94, winning Super Bowls for him. He's one of those people that can't get out of his own way. We had kind of like the same problem. People was in Martha Ford's ear. But finally, when Sheila took over, she let the people who she trusts make the football decisions, and that's what's needed in Cowboy Land instead of somebody that's constantly in front of the microphone.
Yeah, I mean,
people jobs. It's rough.
Yeah, TJ's been having it. It takes more. What up, Detroit?
What up, Detroit?
Is on your grease board. Right there.
Shout out to Jeff in Detroit. You know, Jeff, I didn't know what to put. I knew that this was your slogan for the season, so I put that on there, you know. And then if there's anything else I want to honor this bet you want me to write on there the last 2 days, you let me know. I'll put it on there.
Just put a what up, though, on there, man. That's all you got. You know, that's all I need, man.
Okay.
Make it simple, and I appreciate you paying off the bet like a man. I hope your Mets do what they need to do, my brother.
Oh, there you go.
Because Jeff, you know, I prayed for this, and I sacrificed the Cowboys for this Mets run, so we just got to deal with it. Sorry.
He's got basically, let me do the math right here, he's got 56 roses over there covering the stink. So it's all good. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
All right, Jeff
Detroit, everybody. What up, Doe?
What up, Doe?
You know, let's close this program here. There are some comportment issues in the National Football Conference Eastern Division that's happening right now. Some Jerry Jones essentially threatening the jobs of two local radio hosts for having the temerity to ask him, why didn't you make these moves in the offseason now that they're 3-3? And again, we talked about it all offseason. The all-in mentality is not what we thought it would be. I mean, Aaron Rodgers saying that the Jets are going all-in with Devontae Adams. That makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
Right? When you acquire something new, like, say, a river card that hits and gives you the nuts.
Oh.
That's when you go all in.
Love that.
Right? You know what I mean?
Oh. In.
You acquire the winning hand. That's when you shove. You go all in. But when you stick with a hand that didn't win and call that all in, kind of ironic that you're from Texas and you're kind of holding them. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of makes no sense. And so when now you're 3-3 and getting boat raced at home, somebody's going to ask you about your strategy. And he's saying, that's not your job. And I'll get somebody else. I can get basically somebody else to do this job. Because, again, you know, when you're the station that has a deal with the Cowboys, I imagine the man at the top of the flow chart can call somebody else at the top of that flow chart and say, how about give me two other guys to ask me questions? That's when things get a little bit heated in the Metroplex right now. Adds more to that week 8 game coming back from their bye at San Francisco. That's the litmus test, as you know, for the Cowboys. And this time around, they can say, well, we don't have X, Y, and Z because the X, Y, and Z are hurt. And when somebody basically says you don't have A, B, and C, when one of them is in Baltimore running downhill for a 4-2 team that, by the way, started their 4-game winning streak against you. Now he doesn't want to hear that. Comportment issue. Same thing with Philadelphia, too. Nick Sirianni, now 3 days after he had already, he seemingly got into it with some Philly fans at the end of a win. And having already addressed it and lamented it, still talking about it. Hit it.
You're always a work in progress. Like, I think I've made a lot of strides in as far as my composure during the game. That not being said, this at a certain time after this week, I think this is probably the wrong time to say that. But you know what? You're never going to be perfect. You always got to stay true to yourself, and you're always trying to improve yourself. And so, but it's not, like I said, you're going to, this is how climbing and getting better of the things that you want to get better at as a man, as a person, it goes like this. Right, it goes like this. We'd all love it for it to do this, but that's not the reality of life. That's not the reality of getting better. That's not the reality of growth mindset. You have setbacks. You have falls as you go. And I think it's just learning from those things and try to still be on this path, even though you know there's going to be some dips in that path.
And that makes total sense. I get it. Certainly, being a parent, watching kids take two steps forward and one step back, you know, we see it all the time. And to be honest, that sort of behavior in Philadelphia, I would imagine, gets accepted if you win. Which is the issue with this one, is it happened in a win and has been viewed internally and locally as not acceptable. And has been accepted by the person who's exhibited the behavior as understanding that it's not acceptable. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird.
Because normally it's like, hey, you can be that way and get it, go ahead after it if you're winning. And they just won. Problem is that they weren't very impressive against a team
right.
That is one of the least impressive in the NFL right now. And you should not be struggling on offense point for point with the current Deshaun Watson stewarded Cleveland offense that hopefully for Cleveland gets better with Nick Chubb's return. It's kind of wild what's going on in the NFC East right now.
Kind of wild.
Everybody's wondering about comportment, how you're going to comport yourself.
We're heading into week 7.
That's it, man. It kind of feels like this week.
Right.
Turning point. Got a little bit, you know, there's a lid being put on some boiling pots here. And we saw some trades happen early.
Yeah.
And you're seeing a 3-2 coach apologizing for his behavior in a win. And you're seeing a 3-3 owner / GM saying, do not ask me about the way I GM when it's time to start winning games. And the pushback is like, well, it's tough to win games because of the way you're GMing, and doesn't want to hear it. And
who wins this division?
Washington. How does that sound to you?
Only a half game up on Philly.
And Washington has led the division in lack of comportment.
It's
in the last 2 decades.
Right.
And now they're the sort of model. Go figure that. The hell's happening? What the hell's going on?
What the hell going on?
I want to thank today's guests, Al Leiter and Albert Breer, Bruce Feldman, and our dear friend Carl Anthony Towns for being so thoughtful
and petty
to send flowers to TJ in the form of Eagles colors and Cowboys colors. 47
beautiful
to 9.
Look for these on the side
if
of the freeway.
If you're scoring roses at home.
Side of the 405, here they come.
Bingo.
All right, Bill, we're recording now. And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I would say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to the Sims Complete podcast?
A father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, B-L-E-A-V, wherever you listen.